Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when the great political issue confronting the American electorate coming up is what to do about inflation. It matters to every single American family, and the poll after poll after poll shows that is the number one problem concerning the American people. So what do we do about it? What is the anti-inflation plan that the President of the United States is putting forward? He doesn't have one, but Steve Forbes does. Steve Forbes has run for president twice. He is one of the most successful businessmen in publishing and in communications in the United States. One of the most successful business persons, let us allow. And Steve Forbes will be joining us for the one area that could actually help to cure inflation where the Fed absolutely won't go. And why not? Well, we'll find out speaking to Steve Forbes. We'll also find out about the history behind the great abortion divide. Now, a lot of people know that President Reagan signed in 1967, right after he became governor of California, he actually signed a abortion legalization bill in California. It was one of the first states to authorize abortion. And he had strong support from the Republican Party. The same was true in New York. What changed? How did the Republican Party become an overwhelmingly pro-life party? It's one of those issues that tends to unite Republicans, certainly united Republicans yesterday, when every single Republican in the U.S. Senate, joined by a single lonely Democrat, Joe Manchin, voted against Chuck Schumer's very radical abortion bill, a bill that was based upon a lie. And this is may not be the biggest lie floating around in America right now, but it's one of them. It comes very close. It's the lie that says that now that the Supreme Court has overthrown Roe v. Wade, they can go ahead and take away all your other rights. What right is going to be next? There's article after article like that. We will address why that is so deceptive, so dishonest, and not accurate in the least. And I'll tell you one thing that is accurate. We have a gigantic problem with American teenagers. There are statistics from the federal government that now say that one out of four teenagers reports suicidal ideation, a desire to hurt themselves or even to kill themselves. What do we do about it? How did we get here? We'll be speaking to psychotherapist Erica Komisar, who has written movingly, and I think with great insight on this subject. We'll be talking to her a little bit later. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. First of all, there is a division in the Republican Party at the moment that is not, I don't believe, a profound division, because I think it's very uneven. The count actually shows that when it came to voting for almost $40 billion, $39.8 billion in aid, immediate aid, fast aid, speedy aid for Ukraine, Republicans were not divided down the middle. There was actually more than a 3-to-1 margin on the part of the Republicans in favor of providing the aid to Ukraine. But that, of course, doesn't stop Marjorie Taylor Greene or Matt Gaetz or Louie Gohmert, a failed candidate, a badly failed candidate, by the way, for Attorney General of Texas. It doesn't stop Paul Gosar or Andy Biggs or Mo Brooks or people who are identified with the party's far right wing. It doesn't stop them from saying things like Marjorie Taylor Greene declared when it came to issues of Ukraine and aid for Ukraine. Here is the representative from Georgia, clip 14.
They want to send nearly $40 billion to Ukraine. While American mothers can't find baby formula, and while our border is being completely invaded every single day, and fentanyl is flooding across and killing Americans, but Congress thinks it's their job to fund $40 billion of your hard-earned tax dollars to Ukraine, while farmers are suffering, mothers can't get baby formula, and our border is being completely invaded. I'm going to be voting no to this bill, and I think the entire Congress should be voting no as well.
Okay, she neglects the fact that it is not Congress's job, it is not the government's job to provide baby formula. I do hope that the entire problem with baby formula is cured quickly. We are expecting a new grandchild, as I mentioned on the air before, with God's help, in the middle of next month. And that means they better get the baby formula ready, though I think that young lady is going to be, and yes, it is a young lady, is going to be more determined to nourish the natural way, at least for a few months. In any event, the point being that baby formula is not a major responsibility of the federal government. Should there be local assistance? Could there be some help with the federal government to clear up the supply chain? Sure. Does the aid that is a life and death matter in this fight for freedom, and it is a fight for freedom, and Ukraine is on the front lines, is that somehow getting in the way of providing baby formula? Do people come up and say, oh, no, we can't do baby formula because we're too busy buying lethal weapons for the Ukrainians so they can defend liberty? And by the way, today, a gigantic blow against Russia right now. Finland just signed a security alliance with the United Kingdom. And this is about to mean that Finland joins NATO. And Finland, a wonderful country right on the border with Russia. Putin is not going to like this. And right now, frankly, there's a statement by Senator Cassidy of Louisiana, who came on Fox, and he talked about the U.S. GOP, the Republicans in the Senate, as they are held up for a little while getting the aid for Ukraine approved by the Senate. But here's what Senator Cassidy had to say. Listen.
Will Republicans go along with that?
Yeah, if they can justify it, absolutely. This has changed from a war in which we thought Russia was going to win into one in which we think the Ukrainians can win. And I'll point out, the Russians are killing civilians, the Ukrainians are killing Russian tanks. It's in war a lot better to destroy the other person's army than to attempt to break their will, because the Ukrainians are not going to give up. Let's give the Ukrainians what they need for victory.
Okay, look, that I think speaks for the great majority of Republicans. Yesterday, again, there were 57 Republicans, and I would say marginal Republicans. Dare we use the comment Republicans in name only? One of the classic elements of the Republican Party has been strong on national defense, has been fighting where necessary to protect liberty. This is the essence of Ronald Reagan, tear down this wall. Reagan's entire life was devoted to defeating the evil empire that had been imposed by Russia on countries like Ukraine and like Finland, by the way, which used to be under total Russian domination. With God's help and the help of some pretty good leadership on the part of the United States by President Reagan and the first President Bush, and going on, we have held our own in what John Kennedy called the long twilight struggle. That's a struggle we can't afford to lose, and basically the demagoguery of people who are arguing against it is just all wrong. I hope we're going to be able to announce by the end of this show today that the Senate has gone ahead and followed the House example and passed overwhelmingly the aid to Ukraine bill. By the way, Democrats were united on this. There were no Democratic opposition to the aid to Ukraine. We will be right back with opposition to inflation. What do you do about it? Steve Forbes coming up.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
Relief Factor is natural. It uses natural inflammatory ingredients to reduce your level of pain, discomfort, stiffness. It really does work. And a 3-week quick start is amazing. It is a great buy. It's $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. You take 3 little packets a day, and you can feel the difference. Chances are you will, because the overwhelming majority, almost 3/4 of people who get that quick start, end up ordering more Relief Factor. Read all about it. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to MichaelMedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Michael Medved show, the number one issue in the country, inflation. And the number one book in the country, or soon to be, an Amazon bestseller already, is Steve Forbes' book about that number one issue. It's called Inflation. what is it, why it's bad, and how to fix it. And, of course, a lot of people are going to skip ahead and take a look at how to fix it. Steve, congratulations on the book and its well-deserved success. Have you gotten a copy over to Joe Biden?
I've sent a copy to him and also to Dr. Jill Biden. So maybe she, at the end of a tiring day for the president, maybe she could read it to him at bedtime.
I'm sure that's a very constructive idea, and it's generous of you to provide the book. Right now, was there any encouraging news? Yesterday, inflation hasn't turned around, but the growth in inflation seemed to be a little bit less pronounced with that 8.3% number. Is there any sign at all that this problem is on its way to working itself out?
Well, the answer is it would if the government would let it. We explain in the book there are two kinds of inflation, non-monetary inflation and monetary inflation. Non-monetary is, say, you get a drought or bad weather, which sends up crop prices temporarily, or you get the COVID-like shutdowns, which severely disrupt supply chains, which sends up prices. But if the government steps back and let those things work themselves out, eventually prices settle down. After World War II, we made the conversion from a wartime to a peacetime economy. For over 2 years, prices went up because we weren't producing enough cars versus we'd been producing tanks before. But unfortunately, this administration continues to put obstacles in the way, whether it's waging war on fossil fuels, they're now going after the railroad industry, the pharmaceutical industry, they're scapegoating, they're putting in new regulations which are hurting, they want to raise taxes which will hurt. So things would settle down more if the government just got out of the way. Now, the other kind of inflation, monetary inflation, which comes when you undermine the value of the dollar from usually creating too many of them, the Federal Reserve has been guilty of that. And the question is, can they reduce the money supply? Unfortunately, Michael, the Fed believes that the way you cure inflation is by slowing an economy down. But prosperity does not cause inflation. Undermining the integrity of the dollar does. So if the Fed just focused on stabilizing the value of the dollar and stopped trying to manipulate interest rates, stopped trying to guide the economy would recover. We'd come out of this fairly quickly.
Is there a major economy that's doing a notably better job than the United States in handling the challenge of inflation?
I think you can always look to Switzerland. Over the past 100 years, Switzerland has managed its currency better than any other in the world, which why even though Switzerland is a small country, it's got a vibrant economy, but it's fairly small, but its currency is highly desirable. So if you just look at the money supply of the Swiss franc, you would think, my golly, they must be suffering hyperinflation. No. People around the world want Swiss francs precisely because they can trust that the currency will keep its value better than any other in the world. So there are some that seem to get it right more than we have.
Any of our major competitors, say, out of the group of seven?
Not really. The Brits are bad. The Germans are usually, when they had their own currency, they were usually better than we were. But the euro is now been in something of a free fall against the dollar. In fact, you could see a major crisis or a crisis brewing with the foreign exchange, with the value of the yen, which has been falling, the value of the euro, which has been falling, and the pound, which has been going down to a level not seen since the 1980s. So, unfortunately,
the ruble,
dollar
how is
good
how
because
is
the other country, other currencies are bad.
Well, how is, speaking of bad currencies, how has the ruble been doing in the face of Russia's less than amazing success in the Ukraine war?
Well, they are using gimmicks to force people to use the ruble. So the value of the ruble today is about as accurate as the ruble was under communism, when the street price of the ruble was about one-hundredth of what the official rate was. So they're trying to prop it up by gimmicks. But in terms of the real world, no, people don't want to hold the ruble unless they have to.
One of the things you've written about recently, and I know it's very much in your book, the book again is posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. It's called Inflation, What Is It, Why It's Bad, and How to Fix It by Steve Forbes and Company. You've written recently about the gold standard, or at least the use of gold, to help stabilize and pull back on this inflation blight. But you say that the Fed is afraid to use gold. How could they use it, and why are they afraid?
Well, they're afraid because the whole economics profession and most policymakers have these enormous myths about gold that are absolutely false. Gold is simply like a yardstick or a scale. It simply holds its value better than any other thing in the world for 4,000 years. Not perfect. But when you fix a currency to gold, as the Swiss have tried to do informally, what it does means that the dollar keeps a stable value. And we used it for 180 years from the 1790s to the 1970s when Richard Nixon took us off the gold standard for fallacious economic and political reasons. And our average rate of growth has plummeted by a third since then. You know, progress depends on investment. And you get more productive investment when people have faith that they're going to get paid back if they're successful in the same value of the dollars they went into that investment. Otherwise, they have to hedge it, charge higher interest rates, or not do the investment in the first place. So the Fed will not go back to gold with this crowd because of those myths. And it also means they don't have as much power. The dollar is steady in value. So if it could, let's say you fix it at, I'm picking a number, $2,000 an ounce. Used to be $35 an ounce, but let's pick 2,000, which is around where it's floating today, 1,800 to 2,000. All that means is that if it went above that level, you would reduce the money supply. If it went below that level, you would increase the money supply. It's like a cruise control. But the Fed has this conceit, as do sadly most economists, that a central bank can guide the economy. And that's why you get this nonsense. There was a story in the paper today. Oh, will the new economy with people staying home mean that the economy can grow more before it overheats? What's this word, overheat? Like,
okay,
you know,
we're
going
to get back to the
sweats.
We're going to get back to that definition of overheats with Steve Forbes. His new book, Inflation, posted on our website. We'll be right back with Steve Forbes.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News.
Two top Republican lawmakers who are also mothers are demanding the Biden administration's FDA immediately address the nationwide shortage of baby formula. Representative Ashley Hinson of Iowa and House Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik of New York sent a letter demanding answers. Representative Stefanik.
House Republicans are here to push for action from the FDA and the Biden administration, who should have had a plan for this shortage months ago.
The nationwide supply of infant formula has decreased 40% since April, while Abbott Laboratories announced a Similac recall, which exacerbated those shortages. In related news, there's no escaping the pain at the pump. AAA updated the national average on Thursday, showing prices up a penny to $4.41 a gallon. That's 17 cents more than last week. This is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
On the Michael Medved Show, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down once again. The S&P down. Dow is down over 300 points. But if you could buy stock in Steve Forbes' book, that might be a good idea. It's called Inflation. What is it? Why it's bad? And how to fix it? Steve, there's breaking news that the Senate has confirmed Jerome H. Powell for a second term running the Federal Reserve. Powell, who's 69, was first appointed Fed chair by former President Trump. He was reappointed by President Biden and has broad support among Republicans and Democrats. Is that a good thing that Chairman Powell was reappointed?
Well, the only thing to be said against it is that the alternatives were worse. But sadly, I don't find hardly anyone on the Fed today who understands truly what inflation is, which on the monetary side, which the Fed is in charge of ostensibly, is reducing the value of the currency, which they have the power to stop. And so I would vote against the whole bunch of them, which goes to show how much work we have to do. Putting this economy into an unnecessary slowdown is a tragedy. It's avoidable. And even back in the late 1980s and part of the 1990s when Alan Greenspan was in charge, for a while he made it clear he was tying the dollar to gold informally and looking at some other factors. But he forgot about that in the late 90s, which led to trouble. But it was called the Great Moderation. We did fairly well, even though it was a sloppy gold standard. It was far better than what we're doing now. Prosperity does not cause inflation. And that's what the Fed has this crazy notion. And it's called the Phillips Curve, although they'll deny it. But the Phillips Curve says if you want low unemployment, you have to have more inflation. If you want less inflation, you have to have higher unemployment. And experience shows it's nonsense, but the Fed seems to believe nonsense. It's not the first time a government agency has gone off the rails on bad theory.
Speaking about government agencies going off the rails on bad theory, there's a general assumption that the Republicans have it made. They're going to win easily control of the House. They're going to win easily control of the Senate coming up, and then be heavily favored for the election of 2024. I wonder about the entire future right now, with the party so divided, so many ferocious primaries where, for instance, the Mastriani, who is the leading candidate right now, Republican candidate for governor of Pennsylvania, that's coming up next week, he's leading with 29%. Is the Republican Party, do you think, thinking seriously enough about actually trying to bring the party together around policies like the policies you've talked about to try to deal with the inflation crisis?
Well, I think the only way you change a party is indeed going in, pushing the good ideas, trying to find candidates who advocate those ideas effectively and make the change that way. Politics is messy because you have a whole range of interests. People have not just different interests, but their desire for those policies differ. For some people, social policies are primary. Others, it's economic. And the amazing thing about the American political system, just to put in a good word when no one else will, is that it forces people to come together for a shared purpose, even if they don't much like each other. And the only way you resolve these issues is by fighting them out. Remember, Ronald Reagan in the 1970s was considered an outlier. Yeah, he had popular support in much of the party, but the country as a whole thought he was a little extreme. And then when he gets into office, he proves to be highly effective. His policies are very much in the American tradition of American innovation and creativity, lowering the burden on people, and he succeeded. So it's frustrating, but you have to keep fighting, because if you don't, then you cede the field by default.
The one of the points that at least has been made by some of the Democrats concerning the abortion issue, which is sort of front and center in a lot of people's consciousness right now, is that eliminating Roe v. Wade, imposing tighter restrictions on abortions, means more babies, and more babies will mean more demand, and more demand will mean more inflation. Do you think there's any substance to that at all, or is that just a Democratic attempt to justify their own position?
I would say something that you can't say on a family radio. But that is just utter nonsense. First, on Roe v. Wade, as you know, what it would do is return the issue to the states. And you know, in the early 1970s, before the Supreme Court intervened, attitudes in this country were changing on abortion. 20 states, including California, where a liberalizing law was signed by one governor, Ronald Reagan. 20 states had already started to liberalize. A dozen others are about to do so. And if that process had been allowed to proceed, what you'd find today is what you'd find in much of Europe. The first trimester, you can do it. After that, unless it's a medical emergency, no. And instead, it's become this thing that has just absolutely poisoned our politics. Supreme Court fights become death battles, literally, almost. And so I think putting in the hands of the people, it's not going to go away. I'm pro-life, but I recognize most people disagree with me on that. And so you try to make your case, and then you take the will of the people. And so different states will have different laws. But if you want an abortion, you'll still continue to be able to get one, even if Roe v. Wade is reversed.
It's interesting. Today there's a full-page ad in a number of newspapers by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, where they showed the Statue of Liberty converted into an image of somebody from The Handmaid's Tale with a red bonnet and holding up a sign that says help, and basically blaming the entire crisis as they see it at Freedom From Religious Foundation on people with religious faith and religious commitment. And I was thinking about that. It is so visceral, I think, for most Americans to recognize that religious faith in general is a good and healthy thing for the country. It makes people better people, more responsible neighbors, builds communities. Any response to those who believe that we are on the verge of some kind of evil theocratic takeover?
The answer is no way. All we have to do is turn on the TV to see that ain't happening. And I don't want to make light of it, but these kinds of issues do bring out, can sadly bring out extreme reactions. And I think we just have to try to keep civil and make our points, and then let people ultimately make the decision. And disparaging faith is not the way to persuade people. I know several people who are not religious who are very pro-life. So to blame it on priests or prelates or all that kind of thing is, again, not getting to the heart of the debate. And so I think we need a civil debate and recognize again that this issue, which is about life, profound, you're going to have sincere differences of opinion. And that's why why you can't rule from it from the top. It has to be dealt with by we the people.
Amen to that. Steve Forbes, his book, Inflation, What It Is, Why It's Bad, and How to Fix It. It's posted on our website at michaelmedved.com. We will be right back with the latest on the abortion debate coming up. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel, to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution, and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
On the Michael Medved show, we're going to be talking a little bit from now with Matthew Continetti, who's written a book called The Right, The 100-Year War for American Conservatism, and particularly look at one battlefield of that war. There once was a time, and it was within memory, it was surrounding Roe v. Wade, when the leaders who pushed for Roe v. Wade, including the justice of the Supreme Court who wrote the decision — it's a terrible decision, it makes no sense at all, it's illogical — and written by a Republican, by the late Harry Blackmun. We will get to that and more coming up with Matt Continetti. Meanwhile, Elizabeth Warren has been, as you've heard on the show, just very, very upset about the prospect of announcing a decision overruling Roe v. Wade and opening this up for state legislatures and the people in individual states to make their own rules about how to regulate this medical procedure. But she was very upset yesterday when the Senate of the United States voted by a vote of 51 to 49 against a sweeping and very radical pro-abortion bill. And here's how she responded. This is clip one.
I believe in democracy, and I don't believe that the minority should have the ability to block things that the majority want to do. That's not the Constitution. That's not the Constitution. What we're talking about right now are the individual rights and liberties of half the population of the United States of America. I think that's enough to say it's time to get rid of the filibuster. We need to protect voting rights. We need to protect women's rights. And understand this, Mitch McConnell has made clear, they're coming after everybody. So we need to do this, get it on the board.
I mean, this is absurd, of course. And by the way, the vote yesterday had nothing to do with the filibuster. Even if the filibuster had disappeared, if it had been blown up, if it had been removed, the vote was 51 to 49. Joe Manchin joined the all 50 of the Republican U.S. senators and denied the Democrats their tie-breaking vote, basically. And why did Joe Manchin oppose this bill? Because it was a radical bill. What was radical about it? Please understand, all the polling and people talking about the rights for half of Americans and this shouldn't be up for decision, the majority of everybody in this country, and a very hefty majority of American women, over 80% of American women, are opposed to third trimester abortions unless it impacts the life of the mother. And on that issue, almost all of these state abortion laws, and by the way, I think that if Democrats want to press on that issue, taking the few outlier states where they do not have provisions for authorizing at any time the life of the mother can be a factor in allowing a rare abortion, they could push for that in individual states. But to say that this is a rejection of democracy yesterday, on what basis? You had a majority of the U.S. Senate voting against this plan precisely because it would block any restrictions on abortion at any stage of pregnancy, period. And that is not a popular position in the nation at large. Here is Kamala Harris also giving her laments over the vote yesterday to turn down the Democratic attempt to federally codify Roe v. Wade. Listen.
Sadly, the United States Senate did not vote where the majority of Americans are, which is the majority of Americans believe in a woman's right to make decisions about her own body. The Senate had an opportunity today to defend that right, and they failed to do so. But let's be clear, this fight is not over. And clearly we also know that we need to elect pro-choice leaders from the local to the federal level who will defend and uphold a woman's right to make decisions about her own body.
Okay, when she says the Senate isn't where the nation is on abortion, actually, I think the Senate kind of is. Because there are a number of senators, and not just Joe Manchin, but also senators like Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski, who would vote for a abortion bill that had more restrictions than we have right now. And again, this goes back to the idea, why should the United States, being one of the most religious countries in the West, and we are, one of the most church-going countries in the West, and if you want to associate concern for human life with religious faith, people who believe that human life is precious, that's not a bad thing, is it? And the idea that most people oppose last trimester abortions, and it's overwhelming, and particularly overwhelming among women, that's extraordinarily important. Joe Manchin explained his vote yesterday and explained about why the extreme nature of the Democratic measure left him cold. Listen, this is clip five.
The bill we have today to vote on, the Women's Health Protection Act, and I respect people who support, but don't make no mistake, it is not Roe v. Wade codification. It's an expansion. It wipes 500 state laws off the books. It expands abortion. And with that, that's not where we are today. We should not be dividing this country further than we're already divided. And it's really the politics of Congress that's dividing the country. It's not the people. They're telling us what they want. And it's just disappointing that we're going to be voting on a piece of legislation, which I will not vote for today.
And by the way, the people are telling Washington what they want. And a reasonable bill, maybe even a bipartisan bill, could probably have passed. And this actually goes to this fundamental dishonesty that you are hearing all over the country right now. There's a Daily Beast headline that says, if the Supreme Court can overturn Roe v. Wade, it can ban interracial marriage. That is flat out not true. how could the Supreme Court ban interracial marriage? Now, I'm just asking. Could they say that interracial marriage violated the Constitution of the United States? It clearly does not. There's no clause in the Constitution that bans interracial marriage. These were state laws that were struck down. There is no state in the Union that has anything close to a majority. The percentage of people who say they are opposed to interracial marriage in the most recent polling is 6%. It's less than 10%. It's 6%. And the Supreme Court could take a look at Loving v. Virginia, but there is no basis for them overturning it. And even if they overturned it, all it would say would be that, okay, if a state wants to impose a ban on interracial marriage, they could. But there is no evidence anywhere that there is any state or even any locality that wants to get in the way of interracial marriage. These are scare tactics. They are ridiculous. And this also goes to other headlines that have appeared in the last few days. There's one at Vox where it says, after Roe, 9 legal experts on what rights the Supreme Court might target next. As if the Supreme Court is in the business of looking for rights to take away from people. The Supreme Court doesn't take rights away from people. What it does, and what it did in this particular decision, assuming the decision that is handed down will be very close to what we've read from Justice Alito, what it does is it gets the Supreme Court out of the job of deciding things. And saying that it is up, in fact, to the citizens of the state and the elected representatives of the state to make those decisions. This also goes to the question of how it is that the Republican Party went from leaning pro-choice to overwhelmingly pro-life. Most Americans, many American Republicans, would think that's been a good thing. How did that transition happen? We'll be talking about that and more with Matt Continetti in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Are you suffering with joint discomfort? Suffering every morning getting out of bed? Do your hips and shoulders ache? Try all kinds of pills. Nothing seems to do the job. Balance 7 in 3 days will reduce the acid in your body and reduce your discomfort dramatically. And Balance 7 has a 100% money-back guarantee. All nature-made ingredients, no chemicals. Order Balance 7 at Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. Are you suffering with the pain of heartburn? Get relief with Balance 7. No longer able to eat the food you enjoy because of the pain of heartburn? Balance 7 has a pH of 11+, which will allow you to go back to the food you love. All the ingredients are made by nature. Get heartburn relief, and Balance 7 has a 100% money-back guarantee. Order now. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.